As we open God's Word for a few moments this morning, I know without a doubt that you pray for me, and I pray for you, that all of us together might be lifted up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus our Lord. This morning, we'd like to turn our attention to the Gospel of Matthew. The Gospel of Matthew, chapter 8. We would like to take our lesson this morning from Matthew, chapter 8, verses 23 through 27, where Jesus calms the storm. Jesus calms the storm. This has been on my heart this week, ever since the tornadoes ripped through Tennessee early in the week. How that Jesus is always with us in the storms of life, that He goes with us through the storms of life, and although sometimes He may calm the storm, He always calms me and you. And so we want to look in Matthew chapter 8, and may we read verses 23 through 27. And when He, Jesus, when He was entered into a ship or a boat, His disciples followed Him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but He, Jesus, was asleep. And His disciples came to Him and awoke Him, saying, Lord, save us, for we perish. And He saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then He arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey Him? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You now for the privilege of worship in Thy house. We thank You once again for the blessings of our homecoming service last Sunday. But now we need another blessing just now. We thank You for the song service and the prayers that have gone before. And we pray now that You might lead us in Thy Word and calm our fears, whatever they may be, every day. Heavenly Father, continue to be with those that were affected so dramatically by the tornadoes in Tennessee this past week. We know, Lord, that You were with them and that it could have been much worse had it happened in the daytime. You were with them in that, and You blessed them tremendously. Be with the families of those who died and all of those who face a monumental task of rebuilding their lives, their homes, and everything else. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jesus is always going to be with us every day. We know that He teaches that in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. Our problem is that sometimes, although we know in our head that He's with us, when we face a storm in life, we fear sometimes that He's not taking care of it as we think He should. Or it can seem sometimes that he's not there with us. But whenever we have fear in our heart, that's when our faith is not being exercised. The Lord Jesus, on several occasions in the gospel accounts, referred to his disciples as having either little faith or even no faith at times. Not that they were not his children. It was not that they were not born again. But there were times in Jesus' ministry when the apostles and the disciples failed to exercise faith in their Lord. And we're no different today. There are occasions when we do the same. But we find here that he would often cross the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, going from one side of the sea to the other, as he ministered in the region of Galilee. From one side to the other, they would cross that sea. And it was not uncommon for sudden storms to arise on the Sea of Galilee. The Sea of Galilee was down in a valley and surrounded by mountains, and when the cold air came down from the mountains and collided with the air near the sea, it would produce very sudden winds that can be considered tornado winds, I've read. And so it was really like a tornado on the sea, literally. And the ship or the boat that they were in was tossed to and fro and was beginning to be filled with water. But we find that Jesus was asleep in the ship. And the disciples marveled that he was asleep. And another gospel account, they ask him the question, "Carest thou not that we perish? Didn't you care about us that we were about to sink and drown because you were asleep in the ship?" But I believe firmly that he purposely went to sleep to test their faith. To test their faith. Because he wanted to, for them to realize that he was still watching over and protecting them. Although he was physically asleep at the moment, he was still with them. And he was still the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings, God in the flesh. But we find their faith wavered at that time. And they said, "Lord," they came to him, they woke him up, they said, "Lord, save us, for we're perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you fearful, O ye of little faith?" Little faith. We find the same account in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 4, verses 36 through 41. And there we find some other words that Jesus used to his disciples in Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 35. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse 35. Mark 4, 35. "And the same day, when the evening was come, he saith to them," Jesus says to his disciples, "let us pass over unto the other side." Now that's important. They were going to go from one side of the Sea of Galilee to the other side. And he said, "let us pass over to the other side of the sea." And that says there's a great confidence in that statement. Jesus knows they're going to make it. They're not going to drown. He said, "we are going to pass over to the other side of the sea." And that should give you and me great confidence today that when we see a storm coming or a storm comes up suddenly in our lives, that we are going to pass over to the other side. We are going, we will come out on the other side of that trial and tribulation, without a doubt. Because Jesus is with us, He walks with us through that storm. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took Him even as He was in the ship, and there were also with Him other little ships, and there arose a great storm of wind, tornadic winds, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full, it was being filled with water. And He, Jesus, He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep, but not only asleep, asleep on a pillow, calm, if you will, calm. And they awake Him and say unto Him, Master, carest Thou not that we perish? Don't You care about us? And He arose and He rebuked the wind, and He said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And then He said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? So Matthew said they exhibited little faith. Here Jesus is recorded as saying to them that you have no faith at this moment in Me. And they feared exceedingly. And they said in one unto another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey Him? What manner of man is this? And finally, I'm not going to read the whole account, but in Luke chapter 8, Jesus asked Him the question on the same account. In Luke chapter 8, I'll just read verse 24 and 25 of Luke chapter 8. And they came to Him, and they awoke Him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Luke chapter 8, verse 24. Then He arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And then He said unto them, Where is your faith? Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, Again, what manner of man is this? For He commandeth even the winds and the water, and they obey Him. So in Matthew, Jesus said, You have little faith. In Mark, He said, You have no faith. And in Luke, He said, Where is your faith? We need to find our faith every day. Because sometimes all of us fail to exercise our God-given faith in the Lord and in His daily salvation. His daily salvation in our life. Even in the Old Testament, when the new generation of Israelites were about to enter into the promised land of Canaan, we find in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 32 and verse 20, here again the Lord telling Moses that they were exhibiting no faith in God. In Deuteronomy 32 and verse 20, we find here how that Moses was singing a song to the Lord. he was singing a song to the Lord. In Deuteronomy 32, chapter 32, he begins in verse 1 by saying, "Give ear, O you heavens, and I will speak, and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth." Now, this is literally here the Lord speaking through Moses when he says, "My doctrine shall drop as the rain, my speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, as the showers upon the grass." Because he says, "I will publish the name of the Lord. I will ascribe ye greatness unto our God. For he is the rock, his work is perfect. For all of his ways are judgment. He's a God of truth and without iniquity. Just and right is he." But when you drop down, beginning in about verse 15, drop down to verse 15. "But Jeshurun waxed fat," he's talking about Israel again, "and they kicked," and that he says, "You are waxing fat, thou art grown thick, thou art covered with fatness." Then he forsook God. Israel forsook God that made him. They lightly esteemed the rock of their salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abominations provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to God, to the little gods whom they knew not, to new gods that came newly up, whom your fathers feared not, and of the rock, capital R, God, of the rock that begat thee, thou art unmindful and hast forgotten God that formed thee. And when the Lord saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said," verse 20 is what I came for, "I will hide my face from thee, I will see what their end shall be, for they are a very froward generation, children in whom is no faith." Children in whom is no faith. They had not exhibited faith in God at that time. They were God's children, but yet they were not exercising their faith. Now, when we see our text here today, we can rejoice with great joy that Jesus is there with us every day. And although we sometimes do become fearful, yet He's still there with us. Although we may turn our eyes from Him, or although we may feel like we're sinking and not going to be able to get up again, although we may turn away our eyes like Peter did. You remember, again, when they were on the same Sea of Galilee on another occasion, and I believe it's Matthew chapter 14. And there was a tempest there again. And Jesus was not with them in the boat that time. But then they saw Jesus walking to them on the water. Peter got out of the boat, began to walk toward Jesus. As long as his eyes were on Jesus, he didn't sink. But when he began to see the tremendous waves and the wind, looking at it, he turned his eyes off Jesus. What happened to him? He began to sink. Then he cried out to the Lord, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus came to him and brought him up, and they were safe. That's one of the most profound prayers in the Bible. "Lord, save me. Lord, save me." You know, sometimes that's the only prayer we can utter, isn't it? In time of trial and trouble and tribulation, "Lord, save me. Lord, deliver me." He does, and He will. But it's been well said, yes, sometimes Jesus calms the storm, as He did here. But there are times when He will not calm the storm, but rather He gives us an inner peace. And yes, He's with us through the storm, and we come out of it on the other side. And he says, peace be still. Peace be still. Peace. He is the Prince of Peace. He's the one who made peace with our Heavenly Father. And He is the one today through whom we have that experience of the peace of the Lord that surpasses knowledge and human understanding. We need to strengthen our faith. Jesus told His disciples in Mark chapter 11 and verse 22, He said to them, have faith in God. Mark 11:22, have faith in God. And that word of Jesus is a hymn in our hymn book, isn't it? Have faith in God. You know, sometimes that's easier said than done, though, isn't it? We might say to one another, just have faith in God. He will see you through. There's an example again in Matthew chapter 8. In Matthew chapter 8, where Jesus heals a Roman centurion's servant. Jesus heals a Roman centurion's servant. And bear in mind that this man was a Gentile. He was not a Jew. In the same chapter, Matthew 8, beginning in verse 5, and when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to Him a centurion, a Roman soldier, beseeching Him, begging Him and saying, Lord, my servant lies at home sick of the palsy and is grievously tormented. And Jesus saith to him, I will come and heal him. I will come to your house and heal your servant. Then the centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should come under my roof. But speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I'm a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh. And to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and he said to them that followed him, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. Jesus says that this man who's a Gentile, he is exercising greater faith than I have ever found among my own Jewish brethren. I haven't found so great of a faith, not even among Israel. And I say unto you that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. That's talking about you and me, Gentiles coming into the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out in the outer darkness, where there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Then Jesus said to that Roman centurion, go thy way, for as thou hast believed, so be it done to thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. As thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. If we only have faith in God. Now we need to apply that every day in our personal walk with the Lord. And we certainly need to apply it in our church life as well. We know we're very small in number, and there's other churches just like us, Flat Rock and Providence, and other churches about the same size we are. But yet, as long as we have faith in the Lord and we know God is with us. He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And as we do that which He would have us to do, as we witness to our family and friends and others whom we come in contact with, we can firmly believe that God will, in His time, add unto our number daily, as the Bible says in the book of Acts, daily such as should be saved. Go your way, for as you have believed, be it done unto you. And so we can become discouraged, but yet have faith in God. He's still on His throne. He will never leave us nor forsake us. God bless. This is my prayer for Christ's sake.